Dude, come on.
I don't want somebody shitting in my mouth. Fucking Cole gives me absolutely no respect.
You didn't say no masturbation.
This is just painful to talk about, man.
I
guess I would go with a 3 million, but fuck.
I'm crying right now.
You just lose your soul, and I basically don't have a soul now, so.
Right. Before I get into that, I really feel like you're trying to, like, make one of us dry heave into our mouth right now.
What do you mean try? I've done it twice.
Can I just exclude myself from this would you rather? Because I don't know, where do I say it?
Welcome to the 16th and hopefully last episode of Rant City. I am your host, Taylor. With me today is Gabes.
Sup, bitches.
And Cole S.
What up, coal miners?
We're going to try something new today. We're going to do an entire episode of just would you rathers. Ready, you guys?
I think so.
All right, Gabes is going to start us out.
All right, would you rather get shot and get $1 million a year for the rest of your life and have no sex ever? Or
how do those two things correlate?
Or get shot and have only beautiful women for the rest of your life, but only make like $30,000 a year. So financial security, but absolutely nothing.
I don't know, man. $30,000, that's a decent amount. I'd probably take the chicks.
You take the chicks?
Like, you're getting shot. Are they're coming to me, I don't have to do any work?
Pretty much. Like, where would Arcade, if you're going to just go that easy?
Probably.
$1,000. You just
$1,000 a year.
Yeah, you're just not making.
He said a million, dude.
A million a year.
No, but the chicks is 30.
Right.
Or you just don't have sex and a million.
You're taking
the money.
Yes.
And cut your hands off.
You didn't say no masturbation.
Okay, let's throw it in there.
No, it's not.
No, I think it's good the way it is. I'll take the chicks, dude.
You take the chicks
if they're coming to me, and they're just flocking to me.
And you're,
for sure,
and you're
I'll
living
do that.
A pretty normal life?
Yeah, that's just a standard average ass life. But with chicks.
Okay, where would you rather get shot?
What?
Okay, yeah, let's dive into that. You're getting shot in both scenarios, right?
Both scenarios you're getting shot.
I
don't really know why, but
right.
It's a hypothetical situation.
Okay, where am I getting shot?
And with what? Are you just like straight pistol?
Throw it in there.
Alright, let's say
do you fully recover both scenarios?
Fully recover. Both scenarios.
So you just have to go through the traumatic experience.
Yes, of getting shot in the pain. I don't know, upper shoulder, like chest region.
It doesn't really matter if it's the same for either one.
Right.
I don't know.
I think if you would have said you don't have sex anymore because you got shot in the penis, that would be
right.
That'd be one thing.
I think you just cut getting shot completely unless it's different. So
right.
So basically,
like
$1 million, no sex. Or 30,000 chicks flock to you. And you said beautiful. So.
Beautiful.
Like if you said 30,000, you get shot in the shoulder and you get to bang hot chicks. Or 1 million a year and you get your penis shot off.
Okay. Pose that question. You're taking the chicks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if the shot is the same, if you get shot in the shoulder either way, then I'm taking the money.
Right.
But you're never, ever going to have anything again.
I fucking barely get any now, so... Not going to break me up too much.
I don't know. I'm probably going to go with the women.
I'm going women as well.
Cole?
Money.
You're going the money?
Which is it, my version or your version?
In your version,
I'm going with the money.
Okay.
In your version,
I'm going with the chicks.
I'm going chicks either way, I guess.
Okay.
I mean, if we're talking like 15. Okay, am I like... In this scenario, for when I'm getting this $30,000, I'm working like 9 to 5, doing a standard ass job.
Yep.
Okay. But with the millions, you don't work.
You don't do anything. You travel in the world.
See, now we're talking. Now we're cooking.
I mean, you're financially. I put $1 million a year, but basically, it's just you're financially sound.
You know what? I'm still taking the chicks, but with that in there, it'd be definitely a tougher choice.
Yeah. I mean, you could have whatever you want.
Yeah. Good?
Good.
You want to go or should I?
You better.
Okay. This is the one that One Elge, Gabes, and I came up with. Okay. So basically, your first option is gun to your head and you just get shot and die. I guess that's what we came up with. You ready? Or you get your dick chopped off. But you get $3 million and Kate Upton as your wife.
Cool.
Oh my god, gold.
Gold's it's your face. Two favorite things. You know, you're losing your dick, but you're getting money.
I mean, you get Kate Upton, but like, what can you do? I mean, like, what's going on?
I think all I'm thinking about is Sammy off of Blue Mountain State when he's in the goat costume.
I mean, you're just one dead. One. It's just $3 million.
I guess I'm going to live. I'm going to live.
Now. Right. That I mean, like, when we actually came down to it, it's just like, the way I was thinking is, I'm going to take the living, and if it's just too painful, I'll just kill myself later. Right?
Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going with the money.
Otherwise you're living. Just dead, but...
Right.
I mean, you're getting...
I mean, when we were talking about Gabe's, like, yeah, you're living, but... I mean, are you actually, though? Like, you're just walking around, I don't have a dick.
Yeah.
Like,
what's going on? Everybody's looking at that guy like, God, he gets to sleep with Kate Upton. No, you can't.
That's another benefit, though, is, like, you're not going to tell people you lost your penis. Yeah. Well, I mean, you can't do it, but at least everybody thinks you still are.
Right.
Like, you come to do your pod, and you're like, and you tell me and Tate, wow, I plowed the fuck out of Kate Upton last night. You know? Even like, if you didn't
God,
do it.
I'd be like, God damn it, Gaze, you suck, man.
I mean, it's...
You kind of have to take the life. What if you can't kill yourself later?
Well, I mean, either way...
So then you just have to...
At least you got the money, dude.
You're basically dead anyways. I mean...
I'm still taking the life, but... How do we make this eat more even, though?
Well, what take if away the instead money, of I guess? Dead, you were like,
Yeah, I guess. That'd be one way.
It would have to be
or
just...
Or you just, like...
You just die or you have no penis.
What if you're dead? What if you're like
what if you don't,
a paraplegic?
Yeah, I was just going to say, but what if you just get, you're in a wheelchair?
Yeah. So like.
Well, I was money before, so I'm definitely money now.
Oh, so you'd rather.
Wait, never mind. Let me think about it now.
Well, what if you're in a wheelchair?
Like, how functioning are you?
And it's the same amount of money.
Like, when you're in a wheelchair?
Yeah, like the best you can be in a wheelchair.
Right, sure.
Okay.
Just can't
walk. Like, it's not like you're like, mentally slow or anything. You're still fine.
Full use of the hands?
Yeah.
Does your penis work?
I mean...
Because that's kind of the... I mean...
Right.
What good is having it if it's not going to work?
Right.
Either way, it's the same situation.
But you get $3 million and Kate Upton in one, so...
Well, what if you threw money to the other one, then?
Like, $15 million and you can just, like, get...
So, either your penis doesn't work or you chop it off. But the Kate up, I get.
It's tough. It's tough to even it out.
I guess I'm going with the Kate up dinner.
Because you're getting
okay. Money. Wheelchair.
I mean, if
your
it doesn't
dick
work,
works, say your dick works, but you don't get any money, and you don't get a woman, or you take the money.
Wait,
and
you
Kate
don't get
Upton.
You don't get any woman.
What?
You don't get any woman.
No woman given it to you. You mean you can go out there and just get whatever.
Jesus fuck.
But what
are you going to truly get?
Right.
I mean, we're looking at what? High end, 5.5?
God damn it. I'm chopping it off.
So you're, well, because you want money.
I mean, what? Yeah, you can walk around, but I mean, the guy's rolling by in wheelchairs. Like, yeah, you can't walk, but I mean, your dick works. You have a dick. It's like, what? Come on, man.
I'm chopping it off, I think. Fuck.
If you don't get any money.
Right. Well, what if, just
wait,
a thought, what if...
In the wheel, I see the money in the chop off, though.
Right.
Right, yeah.
What if this two hypothetical people meet? Like, me in the wheelchair and me with Kate Upton. Like, who's going to think they have the better life there?
Well, I think you'll each just be like, hey, man, I have Kate Upton. Yeah, you don't have a dick, though.
Yeah, but you're in a wheelchair, man. I got Kate Upton.
And money.
Yeah, but you got no penis, dude.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much your only comeback.
I could do so much.
Dude, honestly, having Kate Upton, like, if everybody knew, that would be worse.
If everyone knew that you didn't have a...
Right.
Right, yeah. It would be worse. But in the hypothetical, they don't know.
Right.
Unless you tell them.
God, I'm chopping it off. I'm done. I can't even talk about it.
So you're taking no dick from Kate Upton?
$3 million.
God. If you got money... If you got money with the wheelchair one, that would help out a lot, but... I guess I'm going to agree with Cole. I mean, it's tough. Might end up killing myself later. It might just have to be done. What are you going with, Gabe's?
I don't know. I mean, you're going to try...
Okay, so no money, wheelchair, dick works. No dick, money, Kate Upton.
I guess you could always put the strap on and like go through the motions with Kate Upton, but
yeah, what are you gonna get out of that?
Cop a feel, I guess, but
just do that normally. Now, in this, did we say the balls are also gone?
You didn't say no.
I think it was just dick.
We brought up the ball situation because she could play with that, and then it would be enticing. You know,
right. Not really.
You still feel it.
Yeah.
It'd be something, man. You're working with nothing other than that. It's something. If the balls are there, I'm definitely taking the money.
Oh, definitely. But if the balls are gone?
I'm probably still taking the money, I guess.
But what, in all honesty, what are you going to do with $3 million? Yeah, it seems like a lot because we're poor.
You can do plenty with $3 million. What are you talking
about? But you have no dick. You have Kate Upton. I could spend...
Actually, with $3 million, you can get penile construction surgery.
Say you can't do that, though.
Yeah, that's not an option because then we'd all take that. Right? Boom, we're banging, you know...
I'm chopping it off.
So say this reconstruction costs you $3 million. And then now Kate you're Upton. Just left with Kate Upton. Is it worth it?
Yeah.
What if it's only like
what if she
50% as good as it was before?
It's still Kate Upton and 50%.
25. Oof. So it's like basically...
So you're getting off, but she isn't?
No, I meant like the sensation. It's only 25% of normal. So
I'm doing that.
So it's like,
hi.
It's basically like, it's basically numb, and you kind of feel it, but.
This is just painful to talk about, man.
I think I'm going to take Kate Upton.
I'm taking Kate Upton.
I mean.
I just want to move on from this. This is
well, Gabe's won't decide.
It's Kate Upton.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want to go now, or should Gabe's?
I'll go, I guess.
Okay.
Would you rather go running with the Bulls, but you're not allowed to pass anybody? So you're last. Like you're in between the Bulls and everybody else all
so
the time.
So pretty much it's a lock that you're going to get trampled or what?
Well, if you can dodge, you just can't pass anyone. Like you can go side to side. You can do whatever you can to try to get away.
Okay.
Or you have to swim 100 yards. You get a 30-yard head start, and they release the piranhas.
The only 30 yards, they'll catch up so fast.
Well...
And just whatever damage you take, you take.
Yep.
And these are hungry, vicious piranhas.
Right. We're talking like 20 of them. We're not talking like you're going to die.
Okay. I thought you were talking like 100.
No.
So, well, just...
And they're coming straight for you. Yep. There's no way you're getting away. So you're like...
You're getting...
You'll probably hit like the 60-yard mark and you're going to have to swim while getting eaten for the last 40. That's what's going to happen.
Yep. Right? Will I make the end or is... Like, that's undecided. Like...
Well, I mean, if you start getting bit and then you just give up, like you're like, ah, get the, like you know, but if you just keep swimming, you'll make it.
But you'll be kind of torn apart a little
bit,
though.
You know, I'm gonna go running with the Bulls because hear me out.
Okay.
Because there are corners in there where the Bulls can't make the corner. You know,
you have to finish.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm feeling like if I could get to where the Bulls like all pile up into that one corner. I can at least, we can, like, be shoving people ahead so I can, like, dodge them, and then...
But, like, here's the thing. It's like you're shoving one person. If while you're pushing them, you pass somebody else, you can't do that.
So, and you know my luck.
Like, your arm can't even go ahead of someone else.
There's going to be a bunch of fat fucks.
I thought you were talking, like, you just duck off onto the side and they just pass.
That's what I thought
you
would go.
But you can't do that, I'm assuming.
No,
You got to be in front of the bull, right?
Yeah.
But I guess the reason why.
But like I said, you can turn around. And
what's the starting distance between the group of people running and the Bulls? Is it like
it's a couple 20, hundred yards?
It is.
Yeah, I've seen it before. Because what I'm saying is when you get to that corner, all the Bulls are going to pile up. Now they're not in a group. Now you're going to be having a
typically
single bowl.
Do at least a few people just get run over.
Oh, they get trampled. They're under the Bulls in that corner.
Yeah,
so dead.
So possibly me because I'm in the fucking back.
No, not possibly. If anyone's getting trampled, it's going to be you.
Unless you're just that good at dodging side to side. But the odds are there's not going to be just one bull there. They're going to be, you know.
And I can't get out.
But here's one thing. If somebody in front of you gets trampled, then you're allowed to pass that person.
What if I trip them?
Hey, when you watch...
No.
When you watch this video or whatever, like, what's the spacing like of the bulls? Like, is there... is there room to dodge, or are you just pretty much fucked?
You're pretty much fucked. That's why I'm saying if you can make it to that corner, because now all of a sudden the bulls are trying to get up, then you got one bull, then you could dodge. Then they're going to be looking at the next game.
I don't really understand, like, this corner nonsense.
Because it's like a straight 90, and it's on concrete. They can't make the turn because they're running full speed.
Okay.
And then they just all pile up into it. They call it, like, hamburger corner. They just fucking all pile up.
Right.
So now one bull speed, gets up, I can dodge that bull, and then I just pick and weave my way and then let him pass. That's my
thing. But you can't let him pass. I said
you can't let the bulls pass?
You can't let him pass?
No.
Like, if it was...
Okay,
you can't get off to the side and let them all run by and then go behind them. Is what I'm saying.
Like you have to assume there's a constant stream of bulls coming in, like a never ending stream.
Right.
So you're gonna have to deal with it eventually.
I'm gonna say piranhas.
I'm not a very good swimmer, so I don't even know. Odd.
Either
how
way,
big,
you're
okay. How big are these piranhas they're releasing? Like
like
a foot long.
No, they're not that big. I'm thinking like 6-8 inches long.
Okay.
Something like that.
Their bites aren't going to be like chomping like two chomps and your arm is gone, but no. They're going to definitely be hurting.
Right.
Do they lock on or do they just bite and tear? Bite and tear. Bite and tear.
Yep.
Okay.
And you do got to consider once they get a piece, they are going to eat that. They're not going to drop it and come right back, you know. They'll eat that flesh.
Okay. So they'll all just come up, get their piece, and then I'll have like 10 yard.
Probably not 10 yards, but a little bit. 5 yards, maybe.
You said they were like 20?
20. I'm going with the piranhas for sure.
Can I ask this? I might be overthinking. Can I wear like a cup or something so they can't like get the boys?
Nope. You can use your hand to try
Are
to
you naked?
Block it. No, you got like a regular swimsuit on. Okay. Swim trunks or whatever. But.
Right, okay.
I'm going like, fuck, dude.
Would you rather have a piranha lock onto your ball sack or a bull stomp on it?
I think I'm
that's a would you rather.
I'm going piranhas.
Are you sure? Because they're going to be biting at your balls, man.
Yeah, you have the swim trunks, dude. They'll take the exposed flesh before
And the thing is, like, you don't know for sure if once they get you, if you're going to be able to keep going.
Right.
Like, you're going to hope so, but you don't know. Like, you've never been attacked by 20 piranhas before, so.
But, I mean, like, is being trampled by bulls any better?
I'm going with piranhas, too. I'm just saying.
I'm going to go the piranhas because there's a set distance. You're not getting out of the way of the bulls. You're fucked.
No, if you have to be in last place, there's probably no way you get away.
The better scenario is the piranha situation.
I'm going piranhas as well.
As bad as that is.
It's real fucking bad. It's a good question, though. I like it.
Yep. I like where your head's at.
Gabe's, you up next?
Yeah, I can...
Remember, save your best for last.
I don't know which one's the best. All right, would you rather be friends with...
They must both be really good, then.
J.J. Barea, every time you hang out, he buys everything and gives you, like, $500. Or be a prisoner of war and be tortured, cut, and maimed every day.
J.J. Barea. That was terrible.
I'll take Barea. For sure.
I'm sure it's that bad. Like, he's buying you shit, or you can get
You have to put,
tortured.
Like, a time frame of being a prisoner of war. Say you get, like, you get tortured or whatever for, like, a week, and then you just get to go.
All right. Do a week.
How long is this Brea thing? Can I, like, do it 5 times a week and just get $500 every time? And how long do I have to hang out with him?
Until he's done with you. Like...
Well, you have to tell me,
what?
Though. Like 3 hours, 5 hours.
Let's go 5 hours, an average night on the town.
So $100 an hour. To hang out with someone.
Okay, six.
And you don't even know if he's bad. Like, he's a terrible basketball player.
He's bad. He's an ass. No, he's not good.
I'm going with Brea, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, I'll go Brea.
I don't really want to know what your other would-you-rather is if you couldn't decide between that and... I mean, he's bad, but he's not that bad.
Go ahead.
You go in prisoner of war?
No. I'll go Brea.
Okay, how about this, though? Let's expand off this. Say you can do, like... How many days a week you can do this? Like, get paid $100 an hour?
I don't know. You can decide that. It's like, I don't know, I didn't think that.
Like, like maximum 3 times a week, okay, let's say. So like $1,500 a week. And you do it forever?
Good.
Or until he retires or something?
Until he can't afford it.
Okay.
So probably retire.
Or you take the prisoner of war for like 3 months and you're tortured and whatnot, but then you come back and you're a national hero and you get like $3 million or something.
Okay.
Or, no, that's too much, isn't it? Like $1 million. 3 months of torture for $1 million or hang out with Brea?
I don't. It depends on the torture, man.
Okay, we'll go into this, Gabes. What's the torture?
Like waterboarding, like knife cuts, burns, basically everything John Rambo goes through but survives.
Is it like you ever watched the show 24?
No.
Oh.
But you can elaborate on that. Really?
That was an accident. Oh. Well, like for instance, like they're trying to get answers, and he'll just shove a knife into your kneecap.
Oh my god!
What? Okay, like shit. Like
say
that.
After 3 months, though, you are full. You fully recover, though.
Yeah.
Like I mean, at worst, you have some minor scars. Yeah.
Couldn't do it.
You go with Brea still.
Yep.
I'm gonna be the national hero.
It's 3 months. Is it every day?
Well. Like, not every day is the worst you've ever been through, but, you know, you're always constant. It's a mental torture, too, because is it like, are they going to come do this shit today? You know, but they do it, like, multiple times a week. You're getting straight out tortured.
And you have to imagine you can do this Brea thing, you know, $1,500 a week for at least, you know, 5-6 years. So, I mean, that adds up, but...
But I guess quicker now that money I look at it is...
And you get fame.
Fame for being with Brea?
No.
Oh, that's why I'm going to go the prisoner of war.
Is because I'd like to champ it, but I just don't think I could. Is that kind of your reason as well, Coles?
I know. Well, to be a national hero, basically, you have information that you're not giving up. That's why they're torturing you, right? Is that fair to say? And I just know if somebody puts a knife in my kneecap, I'm telling them whatever the fuck they want to know.
Well, say you don't.
I just know I couldn't. Like, even I know it's a hypothetical, but there's just no.
But in this hypothetical, you're trained to not reveal this information.
Jesus fuck.
So you just take the quick million, 3 months, or you can just.
I feel
a little bit here.
Dude,
and
I go with Brea, man.
I feel with a little bit more money. I feel with like a little bit more money. Like, what did we say? A million.
1 million.
I think if you go a solid 3, it's a no-brainer for me.
If it's 3, would you go torture?
Like, what would you
3
have?
3 weeks?
No, 3 Dude, months, no, but $3 million. Plus the fame.
Oh, man. Like, I guess if I couldn't change my mind, like, if once I'm there, like, once I start feeling the torture, they have to keep going, like, I can't get out of it.
Yeah.
Then I would go with that, because if they let me
you don't
quit
have a choice.
Or something.
Yeah, you'd quit probably day one or two.
Right.
Yeah. As soon as,
so I wouldn't want to endure it for a day for nothing.
Right.
But if I was, like, trapped here, and then I guess I would go with the $3 million, but fuck.
Now, when you come back, is there a chance you're, like, fucked up in the head, like, oh my god, I'm very traumatized, like...
Yeah, but it's something, like, it's not gonna... You're gonna be that way forever. You're probably gonna need some counseling. Talk the shit out.
Okay. If it's $3 million, I guess I'll try the torture.
That's what I'm saying. You can't.
If it's 1 million, I'm going Brea.
I'm going the torture strictly, not so much with the money. I mean, that's a kicker, but
you don't care about the fame, dude.
Dude, it's money. It's about the famous. Money. That's what I'm going for it.
Okay. You guys ready?
Yep.
For this super graphic, would you rather a 3-parter?
I can't.
And you get to choose. Okay. You ready?
Yep.
Would you rather personally perform the act of tub girl?
Oh, so it's myself?
Yes.
Oh, that's a way better than what I was thinking that I was going to go with.
Okay. Or have your mouth be the cup from 2 Girls, 1 Cup. or have to have Lemon Party be your roommates for 20 years... And they're in the act every time you come home.
I'm not joining them?
You're not joining them.
Do I have to see
them? Let's say you, they just, like, follow you around the house doing that act.
Oh,
God. For at least, like, an hour after you get home. So, like, you can't just hide in your room.
I was going to say that...
You have to watch 3 dudes blow each other.
Well, you don't have to watch, but say you're laying on the couch and you're watching TV. They're in the corner.
You know, why would you ever allow that? But, oh...
And then, God, fucking damn.
I don't even know which one I'm taking. That they're all so bad.
Well, okay, the first.
I feel like Gabe is leaning towards Tub Girl. I don't know
the reason why
because it's your own.
Yeah,
say it's not.
Okay, the first two, this is a one-time thing.
Right.
And then, like, do you have to, like...
Like, you don't personally have to, like, you know, feel the disgustingness of the first two, but you have to, like...
You're never getting that taste out of your mouth if you choose the cup thing. Ever.
I think. Do you think 20 years is a bit much?
It's a bit much.
Five years.
For the gay guys?
Yeah.
I think a week would be a bit much.
Ugh. 1 year.
Honestly, one year. If you did all them one time, they're all equally bad. Because you're going to have to at least see that.
No, one year.
The lemon party would definitely be an easy choice for one day.
Right.
Is it?
You'd rather have tub girl shit all over your face than just see two guys out of the corner of your eye blowing each other.
Say in this tub girl scenario, like, you just have to stick your face in the line of fire of the screen.
I'm going the year with Lemon Party.
Can I plug my nose, mouth, or is it all got to be open?
Your mouth doesn't have to be open, but, like, shit's going to get everywhere.
Oh, fuck. Literally shit everywhere. Oh.
And, like, you do realize you have to breathe at some point. So, I mean, like, you might have to open your mouth to breathe. I don't know.
Lemon Party, dude.
So you're going.
Can I wipe my face before I breathe?
You're discussing. Two girls, one cup is out of the equation.
I don't want somebody shitting in my mouth. Either way, I guess the tub girl's a situation. See, where you're
that's why Lemon Party had to be a lengthy ordeal.
Right, but for me, I would go Lemon Party, and my second pick would be the two girls in a cup.
Are you serious?
I think so.
Who's shitting in your mouth?
Those two girls.
Yeah.
Those two girls?
Yeah, your mouth is the cup.
Oh, I've seen it, but I don't remember looking at the girls.
They're fucking gorgeous.
Your mouth is the cup. Oh my god. It's not like you have to eat it or swallow it.
It's in there, though. You're going to get some. I know. Like, oh.
Have you seen the color of tub girls? Say it's 5 years. Do you still take Lemon Party first?
You guys are like really underselling this Lemon Party. I mean, it's bad, but it's like they're all so bad.
You don't have to fucking. Like he said you don't have to stare and watch. It's just happening off in the
but
side.
But you're gonna be smelling these old dudes. It's not muted
or anything. It's not like you can hear the noise.
You're gonna hear it. You're gonna be smelling that shit. It's there, Cole. It's there. It's there every day for 5 years.
If it's 5 years.
It's like 1,500 and some times.
I think me and Cole are going two girls and our mouth as the cup. I don't know. If it's five years.
For 5 years, yeah.
And Gabe is going tub girls.
I don't know if I want to go tub girl.
It's so bad.
Can I just exclude myself from this would you rather? Because I don't know. Where do I say? I want to say. Right away when you came out with that, I'm like, okay, so it's me shitting over my face. I'm like, I suppose I could deal with that, but then
it's still pretty fucking bad.
Like, how did she get it to?
God, dude, the two girls, one cup would be so bad, though.
How did she get her shit to look like that? Like, what did she eat? Like, how did? Never in my life have I with? Ever had shit that looked like that.
Dude, what are you going with?
She probably stuck some Mentos and Diet Coke up.
Tub girl?
You're going tub girl.
Because there's a chance. My mouth is closed.
You're going to have to breathe, though.
And I will, but...
You know what? That's another thing why I would not take tub girl is because it's everywhere. Like, at least with the two girls, one cup, you're, like, breathing, you know. The breathing aspect, it's not going in your nose.
Stop. But you're breathing this. Actually, it's right here.
In the two girls, one cup, is it like liquidy or is it mostly solid? I don't even remember. It's pure liquid. Is it spraying all over?
Oh my god!
No, they keep it pretty well.
Okay, here's a question:
from mouth to cup. I'm crying right now.
I can't think of this. All right.
Okay. We gotta discuss this because
no, we don't.
We're talking two girls, one cup, and tub girl. Which shit is gonna be worse?
Before I get into that, I really feel like you're trying to like make one of us dry heave into our mouth right now.
What do you mean try? I've done it twice.
The worst shit and smell is clearly gonna be tub girl.
Dude,
it's so bad. And then
two girls, one cup, right here, Cole. Bump it.
Yeah, that's something I want to bump it over.
You're still going tub girl, huh?
I don't know.
I've given you like 20 minutes.
Gabe, just fucking pick.
But I will forever be known as the guy that took tub girl, and you guys going to be like, I don't know.
That's another, I guess the chicks are more attractive, I guess. I mean, I guess that's a thing.
Is it though?
Do realize that. Your mouth will never
be the same. You'll never experience pizza.
So you're gonna take the dudes for three? Like, why are the dudes not in your equation? I mean, it's sick, dude, but
it's always there.
I think just the longevity of it, you just have to deal with it so many fucking
You probably just get years. Used to it too.
I don't know, man. You ever had an annoying roommate? You just don't really get used to them.
I guess I haven't.
Yeah, well.
You have?
Alright, I think I'm gonna go two girls, one cup because of the good women.
So we're all going two girls, one cup.
It's just...
He's only changing it because he's afraid to pick tub girl on this fucking podcast.
You want to take tub girl, don't you? Don't shame. No shame. You're taking tub girl.
You look at how bad that shit is. You're right. You're going to have to breathe. It's going to be all over you.
Right, but you're going to get a little bit in your mouth with tub girl. You're like gargling this shit with two girls in a cup.
I think you're pretty much gargling with both, dude. Because like you have to breathe somehow with tub girl.
Like Gabe's, with two girls in a cup, it's probably going to go in your mouth and come out your nose.
Oh my god.
Right. I'm going to take two girls, one cup, and I'm done. Let's go.
Okay, move on.
Oh.
All right, listeners.
He's got one more.
Wait. Listeners, you heard our picks. You should post and let us know your picks.
Oh god, don't.
If it's, and we've decided on 3 years with Lemon Party.
I thought you said five, but we can go
three. Oh, was it five? I think it was. Did I move it down to three?
You moved it down.
What would be our limit? Because you said if it's 1 year, you're taking Lemon Party.
Right.
3 years, though. What about that?
I'd probably go two girls in a cup.
I think so.
2 years, I'd go Lemon Party.
Two girls in one cup last.
Is it really that long?
Yeah, it's like they shit in your mouth and you spit it into a cup and they put it in their mouth and then they fucking vomit it back into your mouth.
Okay, I don't know.
Tub girl is quicker, so are you going to go tub girl? Real quick, you got to make a decision.
No,
five,
I'm just thinking two girls.
Three.
Oh,
okay.
Two girls.
All right. Cole S., you want to do a little.
He's got one more.
I know, we don't finish on that, though.
Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Buy the merchandise on Amazon.com, give us a 5-star rating on iTunes, and find us at rantcity.podomatic.com. And add Tay on Snapchat at PimpDaddyDollars with an EZ, because that's how he
rolls.
Finishes.
Is that what I said?
Yeah, the first
finishes?
Time.
All right, that's how I finish. All right, Gabes, you want to close us out? All
right.
If you can handle yourself, you're kind of losing it over there.
Would you rather live in a post-apocalyptic world run by zombies or by vampires?
Wait, so you live with zombies or vampires?
So would you rather live in a post-apocalyptic world with zombies or live in the same world with,
yep,
with vampires? What are the specs of these vampires and zombies?
Well, this is where I'm going to open it up to you guys to help with this because...
Like, are they the speed of Walking Dead zombies?
Yes. Let's say manageable zombies.
Okay, what are the vampires? Like, and can they transform into bats and, like, just fucking...
right.
I don't know. True Blood vampires?
I'm not familiar.
No.
They just...
Okay, so you get bit, you die? Or do you turn?
You turn.
And then
both
what?
You turn.
I'm going vampires, because when a vampire turns, you still have your mind.
You're true.
You just lose your soul, and I basically don't have a soul now, so... Right.
So what's going through your mind when you're a vampire? You're just looking for the next.
You
can't go out in the sun and whatnot.
Yep. You're pretty much limited there.
But you have your mind.
I mean, like, you...
And you can just go murk people. Like, I would come and murk Gabe.
But here's the option. You don't want to get bit. So, I mean...
I honestly...
I think it'd be a lot more difficult to survive with vampires than
you don't
with
know
zombies.
What,
to survive, but I don't know if I'd even want to. Like, I just let them turn me into a vampire.
But what if they don't want to turn you?
Well, I think it's going to be.
You turn.
Do they have? Do these vampires have like super strength and whatnot? Or are they just like normal ass?
Normal ass people just. Yeah.
Okay, because I've seen movies where they.
I've seen that too, where they're like super strong,
right?
Unbeatable. No, these are just like you turn now all of a sudden you want to
kill. So basically like you encounter a vampire. Well, wait, you said they're normal? How do you kill them?
Was it a
wood stake? And it's wood stake. Werewolves are silver stick.
Yeah.
Wow, way to know your...
Yeah. And you can deter them with the garlic and whatnot.
Yeah. Right.
It'd be a lot more easy to deal with zombies.
Because you know what you're dealing with. You can see it.
If their goal is to kill you, zombies, if they're going to turn you, I'm going vampires and I'm coming after you bitches.
So you just never can trust you ever in these world scenarios.
Well, you never really trust anyone in
right
those scenarios. I'm going zombies if they're Walking Dead. If they're like 28 days later, I'm probably still going them. I wouldn't like it, though.
You're fucked in that scenario.
Yeah. Or
World War Z zombies?
That's just... World War Z zombies, you're pretty much just fucked. Like, the world's gonna be overrun. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. Yeah. And if it doesn't get overrun, like, you're gonna be the one that, like, there's not a high chance that you're one that is not gonna be overrun.
I'm probably gonna go the zombies, too. Just because, like...
If they're Walking Dead speed, for sure them, because they're way more manageable.
Yeah.
You just have to deal with, you know, other humans.
Yep. Which is actually going
to
be...
I feel like the vampire one, like, it'd spread so fast if they're trying to turn.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because they, like, do when you see them on the, say you're, well, I guess you'd have to go at night, though, or after the sun went down. So when you see them, they're, yeah, you can go out in the daytime, they won't see you.
Yeah. The only thing would be the problem is you better have something secure at night, because otherwise you're fucked. Right,
so kind of like I Am Legend.
Yep.
It'd be way tougher to deal with them, plus... Are they, like, changing into, like, I Am Legend zombie or the vampires, or they just look normal?
Look normal. Walk around.
Sometimes
you, so, like, if you see a guy coming up with a trench coat, hood on, and everything during the daytime, you might as well take him out.
Oh, he can't go in the sun, though.
He's saying he's completely covered.
He's completely covered.
Okay. Right.
Trench coat, hood, up, the whole shebang. You might as well take him out. But it doesn't matter for you, because you want to turn. You'd be like, hey, bro, right here.
But then again, though, like if they're trying to turn everybody, then you just run out of blood and then you die anyway. Because vampires have to feed. So. Right.
I'm going zombies for sure. Even if it's 28, if it's World War Z, I'm taking vampires. If it's 28 days later, I'm taking zombies. I'm not liking it. World War, or Walking Dead, zombies.
I'll take Walking Dead.
And not being as worried.
Okay, I'm taking the Walking Dead zombies.
I'm going with the vamps.
Why are you going vamps, dude? Come on.
How bad? Like, honestly, how could it be? How would it even be bad to be a vampire?
You'd run out of blood. You just said, and then you die.
Is that the situation where they're trying to turn every single person?
Yeah.
So basically, they're trying to, them wanting all this blood and turning, will in turn kill them.
Right. And I watched. I watched a movie like that. I can't remember.
I think it had.
I know what you're talking about. Daywalkers.
Yep.
But then again, you could feed on animals.
Well, okay, then how are you going to survive as a human, dude?
You're not. That's why I'm...
So you just take vampire.
Yeah, I'm just accepting getting turned.
I think you just not really have a choice in the matter, though.
Okay.
You just run out of supplies and whatnot.
I mean, if you're one of the last humans, you're going to get ripped apart. There's no turning.
I just said, as soon as this outbreak starts, I'm just going outside and just being like, yo, what up? Bite this, just bite this shit.
The first dude you see, not a chick's vampire.
Nope.
Done?
Done.
Good?
Sure.
What do you like, man? Sucked. Game's definitely overhyped his when you rather's. I didn't know if they were that good. The Berea one, dude. That was so easy. I thought it would be tougher for you. We flipped it around, but for me, dude, come on. I'm not going to get tortured forever. You're like, prisoner of war forever? Are you kidding me? Or just hang out with JJ Berea and give money? He's bad, but he's not worth throwing my life away. Definitely talking that one out.
His would you rather.
What was it? Just hang on to the
dick? Would you rather hold on to a dick for 30 seconds or be touched by five dicks for
10 minutes. 10 minutes.
basically the pelvic thrust.
Oh, and you have to play with the balls while you're holding the.
Oh yeah, he mixed that in there. What did you pick?
I picked 30 seconds.
I think we all picked 30 seconds until it was you have to finger the ball sack.
I think that was the case, wasn't it? Because he added that in there.
Yeah. He said it the whole time. You guys just missed it.
Oh, I thought he snuck it in at the end.